Lecture topic, tolerance.
الله تعالى says, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Are you under the impression that you come in this world and will not test you? In other words, we came here in this world for test. We go through all kinds of examinations. And the biggest examination today is this much that everyone is searching for and they haven't got that. And that is Sakina. Peace of mind, peace of heart, tranquility, calmness. We don't have those things. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala brings about Sakina in people's hearts. يَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا. In other words, for a person to increase Iman, he has to have Sakina. He has to have peace of mind. He has to have peace of heart. He has to have tranquility. Now, if you look at it very carefully, that we are faced with different conditions at home, at work, in society, everywhere we are faced with different conditions. In that way, you come to know that the most important quality that we have to have in us to bring about Sakina is forbearance. Is sabr, tolerance. Tolerance in every situation, in every condition, whether it's at home, whether at work, whether in public, no matter where it is. If you want Sakina, in other words, if you want your Iman to increase, yazdad Iman, Allah says, then this quality has to come into a mu'min. Without this quality, the mu'min cannot increase in Iman. How important it is that this quality has to come into us. So in other words, this much. That tolerance, if it comes into us, means you will be able to bear the consequences, not to flare up. There must be no outburst. Not to flare up. There must be no outburst. Whether at home, whether at work, whether in public, you come to know whether you got tolerance in him or not. That every small situation, you begin to flare up. There's an outburst. If you got that in you, that means you have not got tolerance in your door. This is my husband telling, and I'm just repeating. At work, so many things happen against your temperament, against your nature. At home, so many things happen against you, whether it is for a child, whether it's the wife, no matter what it is. How much tolerance do we have in us? Because without that, there's no calm, no peace of mind. You can make zikr, you can read Quran, you can read nafil namaz, you can do all that. But forbearance is so important to bring about that peace of mind, calmness, peace of heart. That every situation, you become so perfect, try yourself, you're so perfect, that you do not erupt. You not erupt. Because everything happens against your nature. Every moment, food, you look at it, the food that comes in front of you is not according to your taste. You erupt immediately. Where's the tolerance? Your child does not listen to you. You give him all kinds of good advice. He does not listen to you. You erupt. Where's the tolerance? At work, you get your workers who do against what you want. You take them to task. But you haven't got the quality of tolerance and forbearance. How will that Iman be increased then? Hazrat said, that if a person, someone comes the quality of swearing at someone. Someone tells you something very badly. And instead of you being bearing the thing, you forget your bearings. And you begin to say whatever you want. After that, you regret is over. No matter how much you regret, after that is over. You hurt that person's faith. Likewise, a person gave you a clout, slapped you. Why did you look at him? Where is the quality of forbearance and tranquility with peace of a sabbath? Why did you look at him? Example, a wife. She may just give you one shot or say some bad words. Bad words she may say. Where is the forbearance? Where is it? Where is it? Whether it's a child, it's a worker, everywhere is the same story. So if that person hits you too, unless you don't have this tolerance in you, you will not be able to tolerate it. You lose your temper. You lose your mind is all gone out of control. Everything goes out of your control. That time, you know, if the wife tells you, reading Quran now, she's going to go more up the head. She tells you, reading Quran now, why are you still behaving like this? Likewise, everywhere else too. What happens? This forbearance, if you want to increase your iman, Allah Ta'ala said. So Mahajir says, you flare up and all that. But if he had the quality of the tolerance, then he does not allow this to affect him at all. In other words, you try to make yourself, make your Islam. You face with a situation, but you do not blow up. If someone hits you, you do not look at that person. I always give the example of driving a car and driving another person overtakes you with speed. And then you see how you look at him. And if he hooted you, then khalas. Where the kamal of the person is, if that person hit him or look at him, but pass him also, he does not know who passed him to. If a person swear at him to vulgar, he does not know what is doing. This condition has to come into us to bring about the condition of tolerance. When can that condition come into us? When? Because we most of us are failing. Sorry to say, most of us are failing. We do namaz, we do everything, but we are failing. The moment you give a person advice, flares up, like, what happened? He's younger than me, why should he tell me? He's not supposed to tell me at all. He's my worker. This flare up took place. But if you had this quality in you, what is the quality? The quality you're trying to purify your inside. That's called suluk. That's called taking the road to suluk. These are the conditions you go through. That when you stay in a khanqa, they are teaching you this quality that you must have in you, that you walk out from there, anyone can tell you anything. No matter how big you are. The way he can swear you to, it does not affect you at all. Mahasar said, when will that come into you? When a certain thing is stamped in your heart. What is a certain thing? The certain thing is this, that you only have one thing in your heart, how to seek the pleasure of Allah. How to seek the pleasure. That the wife told you something, but to seek the pleasure of Allah, what you do? To seek the pleasure of Allah, I have to keep quiet. I have to keep quiet. Not say words out of turn, not to commit any sin. If that thing is stamped in your heart, stamped, not one day, 2 days, husband for 2-3 days, 1 month, he's like a buzruk. And after that, wo gya. It is stamped in your heart to that extent that no matter what happens, you not no one will shake you. Anyone can tell you whatever they want to tell you. Because something is hidden in your heart that is so stuck in it that it's hidden, there's nothing else. I want to see the pleasure of Allah. Is my Allah happy with this or not? If I'm not saying anything now, my Allah is going to be happy or not? If my wife told me something, I must think if my Allah is happy or not. If I hit the student too, I must think whether Allah is happy or not. I mentioned this before too. The Yaqub Nanuti rahmatullah alayhi. When he's hitting the student, he says, Allah ke mat maro. He says, Allah ke mat maro. There are buzruks after. When the student tells him, don't hit me for Allah, they say, I'm hitting for Allah's sake. Not because you're giving me food. Did you do that, anything like that? Do we have that in our quality in us? That anything that I'm going to do, that person swore me to, and must think now, I'm going to do for Allah's sake. If you don't have that quality in you, then what have you affected? So that Hazrati says, that bitterness turned into sweetness. That bitterness turned into sweetness. Every time that bitterness comes in you, that person gives you bitter talks. But you got the pleasure of Allah in you, that sweetness, that bitterness turned into sweetness. If only we can have a stamp in our heart, Qudat Bare inshaAllah. You will see every move of yours. You got Allah's pleasure in front of you. You won't harm anyone's harm, not harm you. Anyone's harm will not harm you at all, no matter who is that person. Whether he's younger than you, whether he's poorer than you, whether anything, it will not harm you because you've got only one thing. What is my Allah's pleasure is? Imam Hanifa rahmatullah. I'm trying to tell you tolerance that we have, do not have in us. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah. One person said, I want to get married to your mother. Now if someone has to tell us that, what do you do? You show me. He said, my mother is old, she's speaking now, she can give you the answer, come with me. But because he was made foolish, mocking at him, when he walked with him towards the thing, look at the support Imam Hanifa had, when he opened the door and he turned around, that man was dead. Because why? Even Allah walas, you can't play with them. Allah walas, you can't play. Same another person. You see, even jealous, even a person is very important, and when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, then people get jealous also. Jealousy is a very bad thing. It's a very bad thing. You see, half is Quran in Quran. Read Quran, say, MashaAllah. Instead of saying, Ya Allah, let him read nice, let me also read nice, get jealous. Why is it? If that person can perform namaz, why am I not giving person? If that person given to be bayan, why am I not giving bayan? That's jealousy. If that person is rich, jealousy is a very bad thing. Allah. Jealousy means that, oh Allah, I'm not happy with your decision. So whatever that person is given, by who is given? Allah Ta'ala. So Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one person actually because of jealousy and all, they began to, when he was walking to the house too, they should mock at him and talk about filthy things. Filthy things. So they sent one person behind him, to talk to him, give him all the vulgar things, the filthy things you talk about. But he just put his head down and walk. Put his head down. Because they run in something else, man. They come in something else. They're not with this thing here. These things are not affecting at all. They are drowned in the thing, you know, the pleasure of Allah. They are drowned in the thing there. My Allah's pleasure is important. They're so drowned. He's walking towards his house. And then that person is telling all nonsense about him and telling him all nonsense. The moment he ends, he said, you're making me like a dog. That person telling him now that I'm barking at him, not doing anything about it. Telling him about Hanifa, you're making me like a dog. I'm barking at you, not doing anything about it. My husband on that told us one day, not on this incident, he says, when someone's being vulgar to you and to sell you all kind of things, you must think a dog is barking at you. When a dog barks, you stay there. You carry on walking. When a dog barks, you no one looks at a dog to look how he's barking. You don't walk him. So my husband told us that the person talks like that is vulgar, all kinds of words he used. Why, what that got to do with you? You cannot walk him. Let barking dogs bark. So if that person told him, likewise, one day, Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah, one person slapped him. A very unfortunate person. But no one slapped that kind of person. Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah, we don't know much about him. A very great Imam. He was so great, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would come in his dream too. And he even saw Allah Ta'ala. He was so pure, was so great. He just in the month of Ramadan to read 2 Qurans a day, one in the night and one whole day, 60 Qurans. What a person he was. So pure he was. So one person slapped him. Now if you and I were there, if that person slapped me, I don't know what I'll do with that person. Allah is possible. That's why I'm saying you, majlis means apne aap ko banao. Make yourself, the majlis means you sit in apne aap ko banao. When you go, come here, come empty, when you go, come full, go full. No effect must take place. There must be no defect in you at all. There must be no defect in you. When that person slapped him, he said, so much of humility. He said, I can also slap. I can also slap you. I can also report you to the Khalifa too. And tell him this is what this person is doing to me. I can also talk to Allah Ta'ala. I can also talk to Allah Ta'ala. That Ya Allah, this person did this to me. And also I can tell Allah Ta'ala on day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, I'm famous now. This person caused harm to me. I can do all those things. But I won't do any of those things. I say, oh Allah, if Allah forgives me and give me the opportunity to make sifarish for anyone, I'll make sifarish for anyone. That, oh Allah, I'll not enter Jannat, I'll not put my foot in Jannat until I take this medical back. Why is it that we have been told this nonsense? Become of that kind. The tolerance that we must have in forbearance, we haven't got tolerance which we haven't got in us. If we only can have that tolerance in us, every small thing that's happening today, whether it's at home, after listening to Bayan to, after listening to Madhya to, when you go home, the slightest thing that happens, you forget the words. You flip. Something your brother does, something your mother does, anything they do, you begin to forget your talks all again. Why? Hazrat said, that's the pleasure of Allah will suppose we stand in the heart. 24 hours is not there. You can walk, but you must be with him all the time. You made the zikr, you must be with him all the time. If you're not with him, what happened? My husband, you know, Hazrat had one small sore on his leg. Fly is coming, sit down there. Fly is coming. Allahu Akbar. People try to move the fly. But my husband is so cool, he's doing his work. He's not even worried about the flies. Not even worried about the flies at all. What peace of mind. Why? His heart was with someone. His heart was? Someone, that someone is someone that you forget everyone else. But we haven't got our heart that place. If we got the heart like him to put your heart only to him and no one else, you can be in the world but not in the world. This is what is being taught in the Khanqah. This is what. Ke apne dhun mein aa jao. You must be in your own world. Anything can happen. Then you go to the bazaars too, no effect at all. The tolerance of the eyes is there. You never look at the wrong place at all. How to see the pleasure of Allah. Is Allah happy with his action of mine or not? that becomes so strong in you that you know, no matter you're going to see the cell phone too. The cell phone, you see the cell phone, you open the cell phone, the most thing that is that stamped in your heart is, my Allah happy with me or not?
Allahu Akbar.
It must become so strong in my life. This what I'm doing now, is my Allah happy or not? I spoke in this manner, is Allah happy or not? Then only you can see this month that you have achieved everything. Otherwise you achieve nothing. Otherwise, achieve.
So this quality of this, my husband gave us an incident, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Sahib, not Raipuri, rahmatullahi, before, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Sahib, rahmatullahi. One person came to him and said, Hazrat, give me a letter of recommendation. But he's asking for a letter of recommendation to give to some person who is his enemy, Hazrat's enemy. He said, you know, how can I give a letter of recommendation? That person is not good with me. He does not like me. Not that he does not like him. That person does not like him. What must I do? Before? He insisted that he must get a letter. Bahut acha. They keep the heart of the people now. Today we don't keep the heart of anyone, we only want our heart. As long as we are good, they kept the heart of others. And they forgot their own heart. In other words, they looked for the comfort of others and they forgot their comfort. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He forgot his comfort for the comfort. When he insisted, he gave the letter. When that person got the letter, when he saw the name, I feel shy to say, but my husband told us this evening. He took that paper and he wrapped it up. He said, you must tell this paper and put it in the back side. That poor fella, bola bala fella, stupid fella, came and told the buzur. That buzur said, if I have to do that for your work to be done, I'll do it. If I have to do that for your work to be done, I'll do it. Samjhe? Understood? They stooped to the level of humility to that extent, we are nothing. If that could help you for your work to be done, I'll do that. So we have not got no qualities of tolerance today. No forbearance at all. Every small thing that happens to us, we begin to become flare up. Say all kind of things. All kind. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when that person, when he strangled him, at that time, everyone became very furious about the whole thing, number taking away to the police station, all that. He says, to take him is no problem. But what will happen to his family? You saw it. See where they looked? What will happen to his wife? What will happen to his family? Chore do they that. They forego their comfort. He said nothing. And yet they were so insistent that you must go to police, do that. So has he saying this much? You must, that the moment that whatever takes place is very bitter, gulp it with sweetness. Gulp it with straight away. Like Hazrat said, one person came to Hazrat, I'm getting married and I'm going now to fetch my wife. So, you're going, okay. Remember, don't get angry. Don't get angry. I said, I won't get angry. No, you will get angry. No one who can say won't get angry. But when you get angry, and whatever she tells you, she can tell you the worst thing, worst words, swear you to. Think she's throwing flowers at you. Think she is throwing? So if you think she's throwing flowers at you, then what happens? What do you think is wrong? Take it away. You'll overlook it. You won't fight. By you doing that, that is so important. One day, Hazrat Ji, first of all, Hazri never asks what food to cook. But if you like nice cooked food, you must tell the wife to cook. No one stop me. I'm saying that now. You don't tell the wife to cook something and she cooks something else, you fight with her too. If you eat, you want something nice, tell her you want to cook. But as a Tanya Rahman gives a very good example, he says, whenever she should ask what food you must cook, she says, you should all look for easy ones. But we look for the hard ones. But he should say for the easy ones. And he should look what she likes more. Hey, what you learn from Allahu Akbar, what you can learn. This is what you call learn. So the thing is, Isma, that as far as possible, ask food to pursue. But Hazrat, one day, there was no salt in the food. He said, let me have some salt, please. He never told there's no salt in the food. You know, fight with that. And they bring the salt and they put the salt. But nobody. Like was a Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he went to the house, the food was not ready. Tolerance, I'm talking about tolerance, because why? Man coming from work now, Mawana. He's coming from work, his stomach is crying. And he came home now. He is very, very hungry. Old did not eat too. The moment he opened the door, the wife tells him, you know what, they saw him, man, you know what, there was no lights today. Or something happened, some people came and some visitors came, they took my time away. He's not prepared to listen to that. He's not prepared to listen to that. He's not prepared, no matter what happens, I want my food. As the Thani Rahman enters the house, the Rani Sahiba said, oh, sorry man, people came now, I forgot. You know, this is what you call the tolerance. No problem. He went to kitchen. Last night's food I did. I didn't ask him. He went himself there. He opens. He eats there. Not thinking that the visitors are there. You know how we are like that. The visitors, okay. At the moment, you can make us show a picture like, oh, don't worry, don't worry. When the visitors go, it's Khudafir. Let me be open, honest. At the time when the visitors are there, you should have teeth. Smiling, you know. But the moment the visitors go, khalas. But yeah, no. He went to the kitchen, took the food out, ate the food. We will eat the food and say, Assalamu alaikum, go away quietly. He said, I'm going now. Have you got any work for me? He said, you have to write a letter for me. He wrote a letter. Anything else? That. Why did Hazri give us this incident? Just for a story. Apne zindagi mein ye baat paida kar lo. That you'll be faced with this kind of situation all the time. You came from Safar, you came, you're very hungry. And the moment you came, there's no food there. What are you going to do? How are you going to face it? Tolerance in every situation. Tolerance. So Hazri is saying that yazdadu imana. Walladhi andar sakina. If you want sakina in you, which we all looking for, searching for sakina means peace of mind and security, it is only in this that bring about a forbearance quality in you. Bring about tolerance in you that no matter what situation you are in, you're not going to flare up. You're not going to flare up. You're not going to outburst yourself. You're not going to lose your head. You'll be soulless, coolest. Hazrat Ji, one day, while Tarawih is taking place in his veranda, a very strong wind came. Very strong wind. So, after two rakats, they all on the way go inside the namaz in the house, in the room. But it's kahan jaate hain? So sukoon. We'll read namaz here. He just said that to him. Everything went quiet. Where the wind are all over, very quiet. That's what you call sukoon. Tolerance. Nothing to what. If someone tells you something, it will not affect you too. No matter who that person is to. No matter a small child tells you, a big person tells you, it will not affect you. That's the only way your iman can become very strong. That's the only way, there's no other way. Allah Ta'ala Amal Kalim Tawfiq. Allah. Allahumma salli ala Rabbana akrim lana nurana wa aghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Rabbana aghfir lana wa ikhwana alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Wa la tajal fi qulubina ghillan lillati amanu rabbana innaka rauf rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al'afwa wal 'afiyah wal mu'afaa tamma fi dinina wa dunyana wa akhirah. Wal fawz bil jannati wan najati. Allahumma nas'aluka ridhaka wa jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min